That was Louis Smith with Val's Blues on 88.5 KNKX.
Joe Fotheringham is our School of Jazz guest DJ, Ballard High School jazz band trumpeter. He's a junior, 17 years old, just back from the Essentially Ellington competition, where he took home the honorable mention for trumpet soloist. Congratulations, Joe.
Thank you.
And
thank
welcome
you.
To the show. Great to have you here. You grew up kind of a rock and roll fan. Tell me how you got involved and interested in jazz.
Yeah, I listened to Jimi Hendrix, you know, all those guys. Started playing guitar in third grade. And because I played guitar, I auditioned for the senior jazz band on guitar. And I was always a rock guitarist, so I didn't know any theory or anything. And I did the audition, and my director, Dan Rowe, he said, well, you're a good guitarist, but you can't play this genre of music. And I'm like, well, that's probably true. So I came back and I re-auditioned in the fall. And he's like, well, you have not improved. And I was like, okay, so let me give it a shot on trumpet. And so I started playing trumpet in the junior jazz band, and I really loved it because it was kind of a far cry away from improvisation on rock songs, playing guitar. I was really drawn to the music, and it was really exciting, and so I got super involved and made it into the senior jazz band in eighth grade. Worked really hard to get into the top band, which I did my sophomore year, and ever since then I've just kind of been, you know, playing, listening as much as I can.
Now, trumpet is not an easy instrument. It looks easy. Tell us about the difficulties of a trumpet.
Trumpet is sometimes the worst. I love my instrument, and I also hate it. I chose it because it looks so simple, and I was so wrong. You have to do so much with your air and your embouchure and your tongue, and everything has to be coordinated and polished. So, I mean, you spend 4/5 of your practice on fundamentals, and then you get to spend 1/5 playing jazz. And so that's the challenge of playing trumpet, is kind of reckoning with the fact that you spend your entire life doing maintenance.
Joe Fotheringham has put together a remarkable hour of jazz for us this evening. And up next, we've got a fantastic big band piece. Well, really, this is jazz and orchestra. Tell us about this next one.
It is Jazz and the Philharmonic. The whole record's incredible. It's got Bobby McFerrin, Chick Corea, Terrence Blanchard, and a host of other people. And this tune, Fugue in C Minor, starts with this really incredible classical kind of choral piece with Eric Owens. And it's really plodding and deep. And then it kind of cuts into this incredible swing big band. But it's still got the strings. And it's an incredible tune. It'll maybe work your ears a little bit, but I hope you guys like it.
You're listening to our School of Jazz guest DJ. And you'll find much more info at knkx.org.
This is Jazz and the Philharmonic with Fugue in C Minor on 88.5 KNKX.
Da-da-dum-dum-dum. Ba-da-dum-dum-dum. Ba-da-dum-dum-dum. Dum 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 da 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 da
You're connected to Evening Jazz on 88.5 KNKX. That was Ponte d'Aria by Milton Nascimento on 88.5 KNKX.
You are connected to our School of Jazz guest DJ. Joe Fotheringham is here. He's a trumpet player just about to finish his junior year at Ballard High School. The school is just back from a wonderful trip to New York for the Essentially Ellington competition. There are no losers. So let's just put it that way. The so-called top three schools did not include any from the Pacific Northwest. But once again, three great bands from the Seattle area went and showed their stuff at the end of the festival. And you find out you didn't win.
I kind of went into that final announcement with, if we do, what an incredible end of this year. But if we don't, what an incredible end of this year. Like you said, we're all winners. And so for us, it wasn't a huge deal at all.
And tell me about when they announced you were the honorable mention for trumpet soloist.
You know, it was awesome. Recognition's great. Makes you feel good. And I got to go up and shake Wynton Marsalis' hand,
yeah.
Which is super awesome. I was really happy. And our violin player, Evan Snowy, got an outstanding violin soloist. Our alto player, Katie Webster, got outstanding alto sax soloist. Our trumpet section got outstanding trumpet section, and our trombone section got outstanding trombone section. So we were just really fortunate to come away with, at the end of the day, really, it's just, it was such an honor to be there.
We're going to hear some terrific trumpeters later in the show tonight. And this next one, when this one came out in 1988, you couldn't escape this song. Tell us why you picked this tune by Bobby McFerrin.
Yeah, it is just such an incredible tune. It's kind of a foray into what Jacob Collier is doing right now. I'm sure that when it came out, people got really tired of it. But for me, listening to it, just like, what a joyful tune. And it's, you know, McFerrin at his best doing what he does with his voice, which is so individualistic. I mean, I just can't help but smile listening to it. So that's what draws me to it. But I can tell how it gets old.
It's the only a cappella song to go to number one. Joe Fotheringham bringing in our 8 o'clock hour, our School of Jazz guest DJ. More info at knkx.org.
This is Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy on 88.5 KNKX.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry. Be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry. Be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry. Be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry. Be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style. Ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry. Be happy. When you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Now there, is this song I wrote. I hope you learned it note for note like good little children. Don't worry. Be happy. Listen to what I say. In your life, expect some trouble. But when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy. Be happy now. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this. Don't worry. It will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy.
That was Deep River by Dave Douglas off the album Brazen Heart. This is 88.5 KNKX.
And you're connected to our School of Jazz guest DJ show tonight. Joe Fotheringham is a junior 17-year-old trumpet player with the Ballard High School Jazz Band, just recently home from a successful trip from the Essentially Ellington competition. I'd love to ask you about what you think your generation is going to be bringing to this music.
That is such a hard question because there's so many directions that we can take it. I feel like jazz right now is finding most of its publicity in hip-hop music. There's also guys like Jacob Collier. Wolfpack is a band that I really love. They're making really accessible but still innovative music. You know, a lot of lightheartedness. And that's for me, that's the spirit of jazz is joy. And so I think when we'll move in a direction of just kind of a soulfulness and funk and groove, that will be emphasized in future jazz. And then, of course, you've got the guys who are coming out of Berklee and Juilliard who are playing math jazz and all that. But there's a lot of directions in which we can move. I don't really know how my generation will take it, but we'll see. Time will tell.
We're going to hear Jacob Collier coming up in this next set with his brilliant Beach Boys cover. But next, we've got a band that I think challenges the idea of what instrumental music and what jazz can be. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. This a tune working with the Mild High Club. Tell us about this one.
This band, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, if you guys don't know them, they're from Australia. They put out 5 records in 2017, and they were all over the map. This tune, it's kind of jazz turned psychedelic, jazz on LSD sort of thing. But I still believe it really fits into that category. It's got, you know, really established rhythm, and it's kind of droning and mysterious, but there's some sort of beauty in it. And I think as musicians and having interest in multiple genres is so important. Winton was talking about that during a Q&A at Ellington, as he said, as jazz musicians, we should be focusing on replicating, you know, the music of this country and, you know, folk, bluegrass, and then blues, soul, all of that. As jazz musicians, but as musicians in general, we need to take inspiration, you know, from distant forms of music. And so these guys took that very literally and decided to not only listen to it, but to play it. And so they're playing everything. And I think it's incredible.
Our School of Jazz guest DJ is Joe Fotheringham from Ballard High School. More info at knkx.org.
This is King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with Tezita off their album Sketches of Brunswick East. I hope you enjoy it. You're listening to the School of Jazz on 88.5 KNKX.
In my room,
That was Number 5 with a Bullet by I Think You Are Awesome off their album Books.
You are connected to our School of Jazz guest DJ, Joe Fotheringham, on 88.5 KNKX. Fun set, and that last tune, very interesting, kind of made me think of indie rock from the 90s kind of thing. And you're telling me this is a Danish band called I Think You're Awesome. How did you get into these guys?
This is a Danish band, I Think You're Awesome. That's all I can tell you about them. My close friend Magnus, who moved from Denmark this year to our school, he actually plays guitar in our jazz band. He and I play piano and guitar at lunch all the time, and we're always listening to music and jamming along. And one day he came in and he's like, "Oh, you got to play this tune, Number 5 with a Bullet. I Think You're Awesome." And he knew it all on guitar, and so we sat there listening to it. And I was like, that is such an incredible tune. And then later on down the road, we listened to this tune all the time. We were at Dusty Strings playing on their instruments, and we got into the room with all the hammered dulcimers and the harps. And we were sitting there on the harps, and he was kind of plinking along the melody of the song. I'm like, oh my God. And so we sat there for 3 hours, and we did an arrangement of the song and played it on harp. And it was pretty funny, but yeah.
That'll drive the workers in the store a little
they
nuts.
They were not happy, and then we left without buying anything. They're like, oh, great.
Just about out of time, Joe. Thank you so much for coming in, and best of luck next year at Ballard High. Let's make a return trip to the Essentially Ellington competition.
Let's hope.
And yeah. Speaking of Ellington, that's the way we're going to finish our show tonight, and I couldn't think of a better tune. The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra just recently performed their music from Such Sweet Thunder. Tell us about why you chose this piece.
Yeah, this is the tune's The Star-Crossed Lovers, a.k.a. Pretty Girl. This tune, it's not reserved in any way, and it's a mix of soft and then really intense, and the trumpet's crescendo in this one. It's intense.
Joe Fotheringham, thank you so much for coming by. And again, everyone, you can get more info on Joe's fascinating hour of jazz and much more on our School of Jazz at knkx.org. Let's finish it off in style.
This is Duke Ellington's The Star-Crossed Lovers off the record Such Sweet Thunder on 88.5 KNKX.